Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Business Revision Podcast. I'm really glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most fundamental topics in the entire course. What is business? Now, I know that might sound basic, but trust me, examiners absolutely love testing this topic, and students who nail the foundations here pick up marks that others throw away. So whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode's going to set you up brilliantly. Over the next 10 minutes, we're going to cover why businesses exist, the different types of business ownership, how to calculate revenue, costs, and profit, and, crucially, how external factors like interest rates and demographics affect businesses. We'll finish with exam tips, a quick-fire quiz, and a summary you can use as a checklist. Let's get into it. So, what actually is a business? At its heart, a business is an organization that produces goods or provides services, usually to make a profit. But here's the important nuance. Not all businesses exist purely for profit. Some exist to provide a service, like the NHS, and some exist to benefit a community, like a social enterprise. Examiners will test whether you understand this distinction, so keep it in mind. Let's talk about business objectives first. Businesses have goals, things they're trying to achieve. The main ones you need to know are profit maximization, which means making as much profit as possible, growth, which means getting bigger, perhaps by selling more or entering new markets, survival, which is especially important for new or struggling businesses, cash flow, which means making sure enough money is coming in to pay the bills, and social or ethical objectives, which means doing the right thing for society or the environment. A really common exam question will give you a scenario, say, a brand new bakery that's just opened, and ask you what its most likely objective is. The answer there is survival, not profit. New businesses need to stay afloat before they can think about growth. Now let's move on to the different types of business ownership. This is a big one. There are five main types you need to know. First, a sole trader. This is a business owned and run by one person. Think of your local plumber or a freelance graphic designer. The key feature here is unlimited liability. That means if the business gets into debt, the owner is personally responsible. They could lose their house, their car, their savings. The upside is that it's cheap and easy to set up, and the owner keeps all the profits. Second, a partnership. This is where two or more people own the business together. Again, unlimited liability applies. All partners are personally responsible for debts. The advantage is that partners can share skills, workload, and costs. Third, a private limited company. You'll see this written as limited after the company name. This is a huge step up. The business becomes a separate legal entity, meaning it can own property and enter contracts in its own name. Crucially, shareholders have limited liability. They only risk losing the money they invested, not their personal assets. Shares can only be sold privately, not to the general public. Fourth, a public limited company, or PLC. This is similar to a private limited company, but shares can be bought and sold on the stock exchange by anyone. This allows PLCs to raise enormous amounts of capital. Think of companies like Tesco PLC or Marks and Spencer PLC. The downside is much more regulation and scrutiny. Fifth, social enterprises. These are businesses that trade to make a profit, but their primary purpose is a social or environmental mission. The profits are reinvested into that mission rather than paid out to shareholders. A great example is The Big Issue, which provides employment for homeless people. Now, a word on the public sector versus the private sector. Private sector businesses are owned by individuals or shareholders and aim to make a profit. Public sector organizations are owned and run by the government, like the NHS or state schools, and exist to provide services rather than make profit, right? Let's do some maths. This is where a lot of students drop marks, so pay close attention. Revenue is the total money a business receives from selling its goods or services. The formula is simple. Revenue equals price multiplied by quantity sold. So if a business sells 500 units at £20 each, revenue is £10,000. Easy. Now, costs. There are two types. Fixed costs are costs that don't change with the level of output, things like rent, insurance, and manager salaries. Whether you make 10 products or 10,000 products, your rent stays the same. Variable costs, on the other hand, do change with output, things like raw materials and packaging. The more you produce, the higher your variable costs. Total costs equals fixed costs plus variable costs. And then profit. This is the one students mix up most often. Profit equals revenue minus total costs. Revenue is not profit. Revenue is all the money coming in. Profit is what's left after you've paid all your costs. Examiners will absolutely test this distinction. If a business has revenue of £50,000 and total costs of £35,000, profit is £15,000. Write that formula down and learn it. Finally, let's look at external factors. These are things outside the business's control that affect how it operates. Competition, if a new rival opens nearby, a business might have to lower prices or improve quality to keep customers. Market conditions, in a recession, consumers have less money to spend, so demand for luxury goods falls. Interest rates, if interest rates rise, borrowing becomes more expensive. This hits businesses that have loans because their repayments go up. It also affects consumers who have less disposable income, reducing demand. Demographics, changes in the population's age, size, or composition affect what products are in demand. An aging population, for example, increases demand for healthcare and retirement services. Environmental factors, businesses face increasing pressure to reduce their carbon footprint. This can increase costs in the short term, but may improve brand reputation. Rate, exam tips, time. These are the things that separate a grade 7 from a grade 4. Tip 1, always define your terms. If a question asks you to explain what is meant by limited liability, don't just say you don't lose all your money. Say, limited liability means that shareholders are only responsible for the debts of a business up to the amount they have invested. Their personal assets are protected. That's a full mark definition. Tip 2, use the command words correctly. State means give a brief answer, one or two words or a sentence. Explain means give a reason with development. Analyze means explore causes and effects in depth. Evaluate means make a judgment, weighing up both sides. Tip 3, for calculation questions, always show you're working. Even if you get the final answer wrong, you can still pick up method marks. Write the formula first, then substitute the numbers. Tip 4, don't confuse revenue and profit. This is the single most common mistake in GCSE business. Revenue is the total income. Profit is what's left after costs. Say it out loud. Revenue minus costs equals profit. Tip 5, when discussing business ownership, always link your answer to the context given. If the question is about a small family business, talk about sole trader or partnership features. If it's a large company on the stock exchange, talk about PLCs. Examiners reward application to context. They call this AO2, and it's worth significant marks. Common mistake to avoid. Don't say a company has limited liability. Be precise. Say the shareholders of a limited company have limited liability. The company itself doesn't have limited liability. It's the shareholders who are protected. Okay, quiz time. I'll ask a question, pause for a few seconds, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the formula for revenue? Revenue equals price multiplied by quantity sold. Question 2. What type of liability does a sole trader have? Unlimited liability. Question 3. What does limited stand for? Private limited company. Question 4. Give one example of a fixed cost. Rent, insurance, or manager salaries. Any of those is correct. Question 5. If revenue is £80,000 and total costs are £55,000, what is the profit? £25,000. Revenue minus total costs equals profit. Question 6. Name one external factor that could affect a business's costs. Interest rates, competition, demographics, or environmental factors? All correct. How did you do? If you got all 6, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and review that section. Let's wrap up with your key takeaways from today. 1, businesses exist to produce goods or services, not always for profit. Know the different objectives: profit, growth, survival, cash flow, and social and ethical. 2, the 5 main types of business ownership are sole trader, partnership, private, limited company, public limited company, and social enterprise. Know the liability type for each. 3, revenue equals price times quantity. Profit equals revenue minus total costs. Fixed costs don't change with output. Variable costs do. 4, external factors. Competition, interest rates, demographics, and environmental issues. All affect business costs and demand. Be ready to apply these to a specific business context. 5. In the exam, define your terms clearly, show your working in calculations, and always apply your answer to the context given in the question. That's it for today's episode. You've covered the foundations of business, and if you can explain these concepts clearly in the exam, you're going to pick up marks that other students miss. Keep revising, keep practicing past paper questions, and remember, every mark counts. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.